not necessarily in that order.
Episode 27. I was forced to make pancakes today, even though I'm supposed to be a scientific teacher. When Albert Einstein switched on and utilized his bedroom light, which had been invented by his good friend Thomas Edison, he realized that E must equal the speed of light MC squared. What I would like you to complete for your homework this weekend is develop an alternative theorem that would explain why Einstein might have been wrong, or should I say incorrect, maladjusted or misguided, as it were, about the life, the universe and everything theorem. Now this shouldn't be too
Will you stop teaching science? Didn't you know that I need a food tech teacher today? He's gone off sick from his own food.
Today is Shrove Tuesday, which is pancake day. I was going to have a look at the anatomy of the food stuff.
I saw Mrs. Bacon, with no relation to the real food that I adore, sticking her finger down her throat because she couldn't take her own food. She prepared pancakes for the students.
I forgot to bring my packed lunch today. At least if me and the other students are forced to make pancakes against our will, we'll have something to eat this lunchtime.
No! Whatever gave you that idea? What insolence. There's to be no fun in a school environment. Unless you're talking about me. Because we have enjoying perks, don't we? So I want you to take that food tech class. And everybody will be going down to learn the art of making pancakes. But nobody must eat their schoolwork. Do you understand me? Each and all and every pancake from that lesson must be hand-delivered to my office by the end of day school. Or to be more even precise than that, clock of 3:02.
But I can't get Bruno to do that. Do you remember the mess that he made of the ceiling last year? The painters and decorators were in until at least Easter.
It wasn't a good Friday because the ceiling fell in on itself due to all the pancakes that had stuck there pulling down the plaster. Gravitational pressure, I believe you would call it in a science class such as this.
Aha, good, you're all here. Well, of course, you have to be under the threat of court and legal action against your parents, because you'd be truants. But today, you're going to do something a little bit more fun than writing 1,000 pages of essays. That's a pan, those are ingredients, and I want you to make some pancakes that are absolutely delicious. When I try them at the end of the lesson, they are to be lip-smacking good, and when Mr. Peach tries them, the end result has got to be me not being fired. Although it goes without saying, even though I am saying it, that I don't care whether he gets annoyed with you and puts you all on detention until past Easter. This is the Great British Pancake Off. Now, cook! Billy, whatever is this? It looks like a piece of off bread.
That's because it is.
Don't you know anything about this thing that you've never learned in your life before? You're meant to use eggs, sugar, flour, and all sorts of other crap. And what on global earth are you doing, Bruno?
I thought you were meant to toss it.
Get out of the ceiling. It's meant to come back down again. They're all sticking. Your pancakes. I want you to get up there. Borrow a stepladder from God knows where. Bring it back to class. And I want you to just scrape it off with your fingernails.
I'm not doing that, mate. Unless I can damage the ceiling more.
It will, of course.
Are they ready yet?
Well, Bruno appears to have finished his.
But they're on the ceiling. Well, I'm hungry now. I think I'll go and ask the caretaker for the yard brush. Right, Dodd, pop down to the cafeteria. I want you to get at least 30 plates. and we're going to put them down on the floor here so we can salvage these pancakes.
I'm sorry to have to ask this, but I'm feeling a little bit peckish myself. Can I not have a pancake?
That's almost as stupid a question as can I have a rave?
The Dodd and Peach series is written by AJ with sound effects and music by AJ with the voices of AJ, Brian Seal, Daniel Seal and KJ Hart. It is a Good Laugh production for Channel 107.